Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. Bill has kind of hijacked the podcast again, but I want to jump in and first of all, give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. I can't imagine a better time right now. We're a couple months out from the beginning of the season. Reach out to the people at Dr. Dish, mention Coach Unplugged, mention High School Hoops, mention Youth Basketball Coaching Podcast, mention any of my six podcasts, mention Coach Collins and they'll give you $400 off and they'll take really good care of you. Doesn't matter the machine, doesn't matter the workout. It is the best shooting machine out there. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one stop for basketball coaches. I'm going to tell you right now, lots of changes kind of coming up. I'm going to finish up kind of the uploads and all the stuff tomorrow. Hundreds of hours of new material going up. It's going to be crazy. So go over and check it out before prices increase, because I got to pay for all those. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, today we're going to talk, Coach is going to talk to the CEO of Drip Drop. And he's going to share some of his things to add to your practice plan to boost your players' attention and kind of manage their health themselves. So he reached out to Bill. Bill kind of has a common friend. So they got together and did a talk about Drip Drop. And they were nice enough to put a coupon code at Teach Hoops to get 20% off a one-time purchase. You won't find other things like that out there. So go over and check it out. Teach Hoops to get 20% off and tell them we sent you. And I think you're going to really enjoy this. If you know anything about hydration, if you know anything about kind of taking that to the next level, all the stuff he talks about. And then when you go over to the site, Drip Drop will make sense to you. All right. So let's head off to the podcast.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Coach Bill back for another episode. Today's show is a bonus episode. In my opinion, we're going to talk about a subject area that's not only near and dear to my heart, but also I think it's one of the a topic that as coaches, we don't talk about very often as a performance edge. And, you know, we focus a lot on the X's and O's, practice planning, all the drills and everything, but hydration. We don't talk about hydration and using that as a performance and enhancer in our, you know, practices in our games. So I'm honored today to have Pat O'Day on the show to talk about hydration and its effects. You know, Pat and I were talking, we were just catching up. We met several years ago. I was part of the coaching staff at De La Salle, where his son Connor was a standout basketball player. So I've known of Pat and his By the way, Pat, you've been a busy man. I'm looking through your resume. I had no idea the extent of your background. We met when I think you were still the director or still the CEO of Pete's Coffee, one of my favorite coffee brands in the Bay Area. Now you've taken
it's pizza's a diuretic, so watch out, that'll dehydrate you.
I know, I was gonna say you went from dehydration right to
hydration. You gotta balance it out.
That's right. Well, and we're going to post your bio, but just real quickly, you know, Pat is the real deal here. He is now the CEO of Drip Drop, a hydration company, and we're going to dive into that. But he's got a long history of working for consumer packaged good companies, including you got a stint at Procter & Gamble, right? And then a few other brands you'll recognize. Sunny Delight was part of that. Pringles, was that another one?
That was a long time ago. You're going way back.
Yeah. But anyway, Pat's the real deal here, guys. So pay attention. Whatever you do, and stop your car, pull over, take notes. As I said, Pat is the CEO of Drip Drop. And it's kind of funny how we got reconnected. So... Drip Drop is in my house it's a household name. My wife always mentions to my son, who's an athlete. He graduated high school last year, was a catcher at Camp Olinda High School, and should always say, did you take your Drip Drop? Do you have your Drip Drop? Right? Take your Drip Drop. And so he always makes kind of fun of taking the Drip Drop. But I have to say, you know, one of the reasons we sought out Drip Drop, he's got an autoimmune disease. And so hydration and staying hydrated was an issue for him. So we needed something else to help. And we stumbled across Drip Drop, one, because of the low sugar count in it. We didn't want to just fill them up with sugar. And I'd like to dive into that, Pat, as part of our discussion, because I know that always comes up, that, you know, the sugary hydration drinks, yep. You know, the big one out there, Gatorade, yep. You know, often comes up in conversation. So Pat, thank you so much for being on the show today. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk about hydration. And I think as coaches at the surface level, we know the importance of it. You know, we schedule breaks for it, but can you just educate us on the importance of hydration? And as you said, rehydration as well.
Yeah, that's a good place to start, just anchoring in hydration and its counterpart, which is the problem, dehydration.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a doctor last week and he said, you know, hydration's not oxygen, but it's pretty close. Mm-hmm. In terms of being able to perform, you need oxygen and you need proper hydration, because proper hydration really is a chassis of health. If you're not properly hydrated, things won't work well. Our bodies are about 60% salt water. So all of our cells in our bodies are, you know, bathing in 60% salt water. If you're not in a stress state, you can stay hydrated simply by, you know, drinking foods which have plenty of electrolytes in them, particularly sodium, which is, you know, the electrolyte that's critical for fast absorption and retention of fluids, and drinking water. So, you know, if you're not stressed, you know, you can do that if you drink enough water and you're drinking the right foods. Having said that, we know today that over 75% of people are at least mildly dehydrated, 1 to 2% every day. Why? Everything dehydrates you. The heat dehydrates you. Sleeping dehydrates you. We wake up thirsty in the morning. There's a reason for that, right? Mm-hmm. Exercise, altitude, just basically everything you can think of dehydrates you. So it's really important to stay hydrated, because studies have shown that just 2 to 3% hydration loss in your body can be the equivalent of having a 0.08 blood alcohol level and not making good decisions, reaction time slows, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, now, again, for most people, you drink enough water, you eat the right food, you're fine. Now, let's go to athletes, right?
Yeah.
And people who are putting themselves in a stress state. So young athletes, whether they're playing soccer on a Saturday and a hot day, like, well, too hot yesterday here in Northern California. But, you know, basketball practice 2 hours a night, then they got to go home and study and do their, you know, do their schoolwork on a football field with, you know, equipment. These athletes are stressing their system, and they're losing sweat, and those fluids in the sweat also contain electrolytes. So it's really important not only to prehydrate, but be in a position to rapidly rehydrate if you run into a problem. When it comes to hydration in the stress situations like that, there's really three things you need to be able to prehydrate or rehydrate effectively. And I'm going to geek out on the science here for 60 seconds.
Please do, okay? Yeah.
The first thing you need, and this is all, this is, you know, 60-year-old stuff, dates back to 1960, well-documented. You could, you know, Google it, et cetera, et cetera. There's this mechanism in the body that was identified in the 1960s called the sodium glucose cotransport system. And basically what it was is that doctors figured out that if you took this precise solution with the precise ratio of sodium electrolytes, a lot, about three times what you'd find in a sports drink, and a little bit of glucose or sugar, and when I say a little, about half of what you'd find in a sports drink, and you consume it, it activates this mechanism in the body called the sodium glucose cotransport system and effectively pulls the fluid through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream, rapidly rehydrating you as if you bypass the intestinal wall entirely and just put an IV in your arm. Okay.
Wow.
That's called an oral rehydration solution. It was established by the World Health Organization. It's been used internationally to treat and prevent dehydration, et cetera, totally safe. You know, for kids, the problem with that is that, you know, imagine if you put three times the sodium electrolytes and then took out half of the sugar in a Gatorade, it tastes like seawater. And what we did at Drip Drop, the doctor who invented it, figured out how to make this oral rehydration solution that rapidly rehydrates you through the sodium glucose co-transport system and make it taste good. That's kind of the magic of Drip Drop. It's the reason why we have a patented formula, you know, and it's the only patented formula for electrolyte solution on the market. So if you're stressing yourself as an athlete, if you're traveling 11 hours on a plane, if you're on a soccer field in the heat for 3 hours as a young kid, if you're, you know, a competitive high school athlete, you're going to need to make sure that you can rapidly prehydrate and rapidly rehydrate if you run into a problem, because when dehydration kicks in, reaction time slows, you're not thinking as well. You can run into situations where you have muscle cramps and things like that. And by the time you know it, it's too late, because the first sign that someone's dehydrated is that they're thirsty. And by the time you're thirsty, you're 2% dehydrated. So you want to really stay out in front of it.
So how do you, as a coach, right, we see our athletes, you know, during the season nearly every day. We're, you know, like you said, 2 hour practices, games, you know, they're in school all day, putting stress on their body there. You know, as a kid, you know, it's like, I'm going to live forever, no problems, right? You don't think about nutrition. They can eat whatever they want and still remain healthy. But how do we get them to hydrate? And what are the, you know, you mentioned signs, you know, you're thirsty, but what is a good routine to have as a coach? And how can we influence our kids to drink more? But also, what are the signs that I should be looking at as a coach? That's a lot right there. But because I know the importance of hydration. I've seen it. You know, what I used to do with my CYO when I was coaching CYO is, I noticed the kids were just like lethargic coming into a game. So we used to do a pre-game snack, at least something, right? And there were granola bars, you know, they have sugar in them. And I've noticed a difference. So we just kept that out through that season. But can you speak to this issue of getting kids to, and what, well, first off, early warning signs. Let's start there.
Yeah. So the two best indicators, I think, that are easy to, you know, to glean if you're not a professional organization and measuring people's hydration pre and post their workouts, is the color of your urine and whether you're thirsty. So urine color should be not clear, but a light straw colored urine. The minute it starts to turn a little too yellow or even brighter yellow, you're dehydrated. So, and you can go on the web and you can go to a urine color chart and it'll tell you what you're dehydrated. So if your athlete is, you know, coming in and he's using the restroom and he sees that he has, you know, yellow urine, it's not straw color, they're dehydrated already. And then thirst, obviously. And then the thing, it's interesting, Bill, that you say, like, you know, you sometimes notice they came in lethargic, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I sometimes notice that, you know, people I work with, and there's been, you know, they at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're feeling lethargic and they think, oh, I need an energy boost. They go out and they have a cup of coffee.
Right.
That's exactly the wrong thing to have. They're dehydrated. And so if your energy is low and you just don't feel like you're on it, you're not thinking, you're probably dehydrated.
Interesting.
Because 75% of people are dehydrated, mildly dehydrated every day. And if you drink a rapid rehydration solution like Drip Drop, you'll see an immediate, because it'll go through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream. And within 15 to 20 minutes, you'll feel better. So urine color for sure. If you're thirsty, for sure. And then if someone's about to go into a situation where they're going to stress their body and sweat in, you know, 2 hour practice and potentially in high heat, it's a good idea to prehydrate with a product like Drip Drop, which will rapidly rehydrate you. Now,
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Water's fine as long as it's consumed with electrolytes that you get from food. And there's lots of other foods where you can get water, you know, pears, apples, things like that. I would stay away from traditional sports drinks because they have too much sugar. And sugar has an anti-osmotic force. And instead of effectively helping pull the fluids through the intestine into the bloodstream, it can actually counteract that. So if someone's dehydrated and you give them a drink with too much sugar in it, it's going to do the opposite of what you want it to do. The other thing that I would mention is if you find yourself in a situation where you're coaching athletes and you can see that they're dehydrated, they're thirsty, they're not thinking right, they're sweating a lot, they're just, you know, lethargic, then if you see that they're in that, you know, that situation, you don't want to just give them water because they don't have electrolytes with the water. And if you think about a perfectly balanced ecosystem of 60% salt water in your body, if you take out sweat, which is taking out fluids and taking out sodium, and you only put back in water, then the balance between the sodium and electrolyte in your blood is out of balance. And in an extreme example, right, almost every year, some soldier in basic training somewhere in America dies of what they call hyponatremia, where they get severely dehydrated from the training in high heat. And instead of giving them an electrolyte solution like Drip Drop to rapidly rehydrate, they give them water and they drown themselves in water. And that condition's called, you can literally die from drinking too much water. I don't think it's going to be a problem with your audience, but you can literally die from drinking too much water if you're dehydrated. In fact, Bill, you might be aware of an athlete from De La Salle about a decade ago where that happened to him. He drank too much water and died of hyponatremia. So electrolyte solution with the right ratio of, you know, sodium electrolytes to glucose will rapidly rehydrate and make you feel better.
That's interesting. And so color of urine and, of course, the thirst test. Now, I'm also seeing a lot of kids drink caffeinated beverages, and a lot of them, you know, have high caffeine in it. You know, it's giving them that, they think that's giving them that burst. And now what I imagine is at the end of that, it's this crash that they're the experience as well. Can you talk about the effect, especially on young people, the effects of caffeine? Because I know you also worked at Pete's, right? So you know a little bit about coffee and caffeine. Maybe I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here too, but I hate to see kids drink caffeine. I don't know why. I don't know if it's something that the media has taught me that kids shouldn't do that, but can you speak to that a little bit?
I'll speak to it. I can. First of all, being the CEO of Pete's Coffee, and I'm still on the board and investor of Pete's, all of the research on coffee over decades and decades is perfectly safe, and there are actually some health benefits from it.
Yeah,
but let's talk about caffeine specifically. Yeah, for kids. The biggest issue with caffeine is it's a diuretic, and diuretics make you release fluids from your body. They make you pee more. And classic diuretics that you always hear of are caffeine.
Yep.
And any kind of alcohol. So, and there are a lot of prescription drug medications, things like that, that can also be diuretics. Diuretics cause you to lose more fluid. So not only are you getting this caffeine peak and then a crash, mentally, which happens with caffeine,
yeah,
and particularly those really high caffeinated beverages a lot of kids drink, but they're also dehydrating themselves when you use caffeine. So it's amazing, and I share this with a lot of people. The next time that you feel like you need an energy boost,
yeah,
don't drink a high caffeinated beverage or a cup of coffee. Have a drip drop, because you're probably dehydrated. It's most likely that the reason why you don't have the energy is because you're dehydrated. And if you rehydrate yourself, you'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, that's good advice. And when it comes to performance, let's talk about two. Let's break this up into two pieces. So we have a game tonight, for example, right? When should I encourage my athletes to start hydrating, and at which point they should look for those signs, right, that they're dehydrated? So that's one. Second is in-game hydration. So one is how long before, what advice can I give them? And the second part is in-game hydration.
Yeah. So let me, by way of example, the short answer is that you need to begin to prehydrate for today's game yesterday, last night.
Yep.
Okay. Getting the right foods, getting, plenty of water, getting plenty of rest, which, if you don't have it, will deplete from the And the reason is because, once you get dehydrated, it can take a long time to catch up unless you have an oral rehydration solution like Drip Drop that you can use that will rapidly rehydrate you. But Bill, to answer that question, so the protocol for hydration is different depending on the athlete and the team, but I think I could give guidance on what, something good might look like.
Yeah.
Based on what we do with our professional teams, Drip Drop is in 28 of 32 NFL teams use Drip Drop. 26 of 30 MLB teams, two-thirds of all the NBA teams, the NHL, the Olympic guys, the military, they all have a different protocol, but generally it's like this. The day before the excessive activity, you want to prehydrate with food and water, stay away from caffeine, maybe have a drip drop before you go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the day of, same thing. And with most of the teams, the NFL and, D1 college teams that use drip drop, they have a protocol the night before for, drinking a 16-ounce drip drop before they go to bed. And then they'll pre-hydrate with another 16 to 20 ounces of drip drop before the game. And then they'll have another drip drop, 16 to 20 ounces, mid-game. Now, that's very generalized, and it's 90 degrees on the field, you're going to need more. If you're a 325-pound lineman, you're going to need more because you're a heavy sweater. But basically, the beauty of an oral rehydration solution versus like having to treat somebody with an IV and take them out of the game, right? The beauty is that it can be self-administered, and as the person, drink, whether do I feel better? Am I thirsty? Am I feel off? Do I feel like I'm dehydrated? And then you can administer, drinking an oral rehydration solution like Drip Drop, and you'll know right away. if you feel better. But the key is, you want to do that with, you know, a product that has, you know, three times the electrolytes, half the sugar, the right precise ratio. It's known as an oral rehydration solution. There aren't a lot of them. And because that's what will really help, you know, rapidly rehydrate you. But generally that protocol would work, but it's very specific to the situation of the individual.
Okay. No, that's really helpful. Again, you know, we don't control 100% control, obviously, our athletes and, you know, as high school coaches, but, you know, we can definitely make suggestions. So hydration starts the day before, right? And then, you know, leading up to your performance, if that's practice or games, like tonight, you know, like you said, it's 100 degrees. We have weightlifting tonight, right? So, you know, I'm a little, you know, it's going to be over 100. And I'm a little fearful of that, you know, because I know that I coach girls and I know they're not hydrating as well as they should, right? And it's all, you know, it's concerned. You know, my family now, we walk around, sitting right here next to me, water bottles, right? Everywhere we go, we have a water bottle. And more than likely, I just saw my son pass my window. He's left with his water bottle and it definitely has drip drop in it. And I have to say, I want to say this for our audience. This is not a paid spot. This is a product you know, that I was really excited to get Pat to come and talk about because I've seen the direct effects of drip drop on my son's performance and overall health. I noticed a difference just in his, you know, schoolwork and studying when he is hydrated. And I think it plays such an important piece that we often overlook or take for granted. And, you know, I always tease my wife, you know, I think she probably sells more drip drop than Amazon does, you know, because she talks about it all the time. So, Pat, I can't thank you enough for being on here today. And Pat and his group has shared a 20% off of purchases at dripdrop.com. It's good through December of this year. So go to dripdrop.com, load up on your drip drop and see if it does have a performance improvement, if it does improve your team's performance. But the bottom line in this discussion, Pat, I really think is hydration plays a key role in performance, and the right hydration does as well. Oh, and totally forgot. When you go to dripdrop.com, 20% off, use the coupon code TEACHHOOPS. TEACHHOOPS at dripdrop.com. But Pat, any final thoughts or words you want to share with our coaches to help these young kids do better?
I hydration is really important. Dehydration is the enemy. You can see it in urine. You can see it in lethargy. Somebody's got a headache. They're just feeling groggy. They're not on. 75% of people are dehydrated every day because everything dehydrates you. So if you're about to stress yourself like an athlete, you want to make sure that you can, you know, get rapid rehydration. And if it's right before game time or at halftime or right after, and you need it rapidly, get, you know, an oral rehydration solution like Drip Drop, and there aren't many like it. It's pretty unique, and it'll work to rapidly rehydrate.
And I like the fact that it's rapid hydration, right?
Oh, it's fast.
That's really, yeah. I think that's the key part of that.
To us, dehydration is the enemy. So we say right on the package, it says dehydration really fast. That's what we do. You know, Bill, this was created by a doctor who was in a jungle in Guatemala treating people who are kids who are dying of dehydration, literally, and they couldn't give him an IV. So he created this product to be rapidly reabsorbed to save lives. And that's the mission of the company. And, you know, sports teams can use it. You could use it on a Saturday if you're on the soccer field and feeling, you know, like you're dragging, or at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you think you need a cup of coffee. You don't need a cup of coffee. You need to hydrate.
Wow, that's amazing. Pat, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. We were blessed to have you on the podcast today. Best of luck to you and Drip Drop. And again, go to dripdrop.com, save 20%. Make sure you use the Teach Hoops coupon code when you leave. All right, Pat, take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Good to see you again.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Take care.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.